Chapter 1. The Drunken Horse.
Well, 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 Alfie McAllister.
Alfie turned to see Edith, the elderly mother of the owner of the Drunken Horse Inn, approaching the secluded booth with a glint in her eye.
Let me give that table a wipe,
she said, wielding her cloth quite unnecessarily, since Alfie had placed the four glasses on beer mats without spilling a drop. Her gaze flitted from Alfie with his pint of Bunbury brew to Emma with her half pint, then to Sumi with her glass of white wine, and Tara with her glass of red.
This all looks very cosy,
she remarked.
I hope you girls aren't falling for his chat-up lines.
Not a line to be heard, said Alfie. We're just good friends.
Sometimes not even that, said Emma, raising a cackle from Edith.
And I thought he was having a last go at playing the field before his girlfriend got back, she said.
Emma's glass landed awkwardly on the table, slopping some beer over the rim.
Betty's coming back?
She asked as Edith dabbed at the spillage. The elderly woman put her hands on her hips.
He hasn't told you then? That's a bit suspicious, isn't it?
Alfie was still trying to process what she had said. Was it good news or bad? He had been quite composed about the prospect of Betty's return when it was hypothetical. Now it seemed to be happening. He could feel his mouth go dry.
I didn't know anything about it, he said,
aware that he was talking faster than usual.
When's she arriving?
Edith put on a pious expression.
It's not my place to say. She's a smart girl, that Betty. Planning to catch you unawares and see what you're up to behind her back.
Cackling again, she headed for the bar.
You didn't know anything about it,
said Emma to Alfie. She wasn't wearing her police uniform, but her tone was well suited to interviewing a suspect. Alfie might be 15 years older than her, but she had never shown any respect for his age.
Not a thing, he insisted. I haven't heard from her since she left.
That wasn't strictly true. There had been one postcard, making it clear that whatever he might have imagined, they had no future together. Sumi and Tara, one petite and black-haired, the other a rangy blonde, were watching him with undisguised interest.
You never said you had a girlfriend, said Tara.
I don't, said Alfie. It's just Edith's little joke. Sumi turned to Emma.
Is this what he does? Pretends to be footloose and fancy-free?
He certainly tells everyone that Betty isn't his girlfriend, but I'm not sure whether he's told her, said Emma.
Is he blushing? Asked Tara.
I think so, said Sumi. We must be embarrassing him.
Fun, isn't it? Said Emma.
Alfie cleared his throat. Enjoy your drinks, he said.
They could be the last I buy you for a while.
He tried to maintain a stern expression but failed, largely because he could see they weren't even pretending to take him seriously. Sumi nudged Tara.
We'd better stop upsetting him. Heaven knows when we'll be able to afford our own.
Alfie laughed.
How are the bookings going?
Tara nodded.
Good. Slow, but good. We decided not to open with a big fanfare, but we're being strategic about where we advertise, and the first guests are about to arrive. We've even got a booking for the other suite.
Alfie still hadn't had a proper tour of the new hotel on the outskirts of Bunbury, a former mansion now transformed into the Magnolia Inn, celebrating its avenue of magnolia trees. But he knew that it included two suites, one available for bookings, and one reserved, apparently in perpetuity, for his best friend, Oscar de Linnet.
Any word from Oscar? He asked.
Sorry to interrupt.
It was Emma, not sounding remotely sorry.
Do any of you remember that I actually asked you here?
Tara and Sumi immediately switched their attention to her.
I can't believe we got distracted, said Tara. We practically ran. We were so excited. Is it a murder?
No, said Emma, heavily. It's not a murder. If it was, I would be contacting forensics, not you three.